From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The American general overseeing the U.S.-led coalition support of the Iraqi offensive to retake Mosul said they're making rapid progress against Islamic State defenders. Major General Gary Valesky speaking with reporters Wednesday.
The Iraqis are ahead of where I thought they would be when this operation started. They continue to move and continue to liberate villages. I think the last count yesterday was 13, and they continue to move towards Mosul.
Valesky said the enemy's response so far has been mostly indirect fire as they move back to defend Mosul, which they captured more than 2 years ago. And so far, civilians, he said, have avoided the fight and, in fact, are helping Iraqi forces.
We've not seen large numbers of displaced persons leaving these villages. In fact, a lot of the villages, as the Iraqi security forces have come in, have helped the Iraqis. There was some villages where the people came out and showed where Daesh was, which was really encouraging for the Iraqi security forces.
Valesky expects IS resistance to stiffen as the fight moves closer to Mosul. Thursday, Iraqi elite counterterrorism forces and Kurdish fighters launched fresh attacks to free surrounding villages. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari told the 21 Chibok girls rescued in recent days the government will intensify its efforts to liberate the rest of the schoolgirls abducted by Boko Haram more than 2 years ago.
We shall redouble efforts to ensure that we fulfill our pledge of bringing the remaining girls back home.
Nearly 300 girls were taken from their school in 2014 in Chibok in northeast Borno State. Last week, the rebels released the 21 girls in the first negotiated release brokered by the International Red Cross and Swiss government. This is VOA News. A 72-hour ceasefire brokered by the UN that is renewable went into effect in Yemen late Wednesday. The UN says it hopes it will allow humanitarian workers to deliver badly needed supplies and pave the way for peace talks. Jamie McGoldrick is the UN humanitarian coordinator for Yemen.
We have large-scale humanitarian operations underway in this country throughout many parts of it, 75%. And during the cessation of hostilities, we would hope to do our best to deliver assistance to those in areas where we haven't been able to reach for some time. So that's our ambition.
The Yemeni conflict began in 2014 when Shia rebels known as Houthis, based in the north, seized the capital, Sana'a, and swept across much of the country. A Saudi-led coalition intervened the following March in support of the government of President Abdrabbo Mansour Hadi. The two main U.S. presidential candidates clashed late Wednesday in their final televised debate in Las Vegas over gun rights, abortion, and immigration. Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton was asked what she would do for the economy.
My plan is based on growing the economy, giving middle-class families many more opportunities. I want us to have the biggest jobs program since World War II, jobs in infrastructure and advanced manufacturing. I think we can compete with high-wage countries, and I believe we should.
Her Republican counterpart Donald Trump warned of a cost to the Clinton plan.
Her plan is going to raise taxes and even double your taxes. Her tax plan is a disaster. And she can say all she wants about college tuition, but the rest of the public's going to be paying for it. We will have a massive, massive tax increase under Hillary Clinton's plan.
They also discussed Russian President Vladimir Putin's alleged influence, with Clinton calling Trump his puppet. The New York businessman responding, saying Mr. Putin outsmarted his opponent while she was Secretary of State. Mozambique and the opposition Renamo Party resumed peace talks this week following the murder of a senior Renamo official by unidentified gunmen. Jeremias Pondeka, a member of the joint commission established to find ways to end the long-running conflict. That commission so far has made little progress. In the Philippines, tens of thousands fled as Super Typhoon Haima, packing winds in excess of 225 kilometers per hour, made landfall late Wednesday in North Cagayan Province. It reportedly killed at least five people as it moved into the South China Sea. Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte met his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping in Beijing Thursday as his government seeks closer trade ties and an easing of tensions over a maritime dispute in the South China Sea. Problems in space. A European space lander apparently touched down on Mars but has emitted no signal, raising questions whether it survived. Meanwhile, U.S. spacecraft Juno has gone to a safe mode, shutting off its cameras and instruments as it orbits Jupiter. Engineers are trying to figure out what went wrong. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.